Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Wham Bam East Van Show, and I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a pre-recorded interview with a super fun lady named Rocket. She is the lead singer of a band called Clone, and we interviewed her earlier this year at the Fox Cabaret, and guess what, folks? Clone is back. They're back at the Fox November 4th. It's a Saturday night. Doors open at 7 p.m. It's $15 in advance and $20 at the door. If you don't know where the Fox is, they're located at 2321 Main Street. That's near Broadway. So Broadway and Main, if you have a look there, you'll see the Fox Theater there, the Fox Cabaret. All right. Yes, they're playing with Able Collective, and we'll totally play some Able Collective later on in the show, as well as other amazing local artists. But first, let's get to hear some Clone. And are you all dressed up in glitter? Well, come on. All right, here's Midnight Satellite Glitter Machine on CJSF 90.1 FM. Through hell. introduce yourself.
I'm Rocket Science. I'm the lead singer of Clone.
Yay! And tell me about your bandmates.
My bandmates are Duke Swalswell. He's the rhythm guitar player slash kind of architect of the band. Gilda Thrill, he's our bass player. He is our wonderful driving force behind the band. He's also one of the creative forces behind. And then we have Wayne Guest, who's our lead guitar player, and he is just out of this world. He comes in from out of this world and like lands on stage and becomes star power. And then we have Jack Guppy on drums, who's fantastic, so talented, and we're so lucky to have him. We love him. He's like another earthly creation that comes in, and his energy is fantastic. We love him.
Amazing drummer. Tell me about your fashion. Oh my goodness, where do you get your clothes? Do you make it? You know, like, or do you get it online?
Actually, I make a lot of clothes. I buy some online. I basically kind of come up with a concept for the show or the video or whatever, and then it's more like a color or like a feeling, and then I kind of design around that color. So, yeah, I do make some pieces and I buy some pieces. So it's a mishmash.
It's a mishmash. All right, now tell me about one of your songs.
You know, we have a lot of songs. We're just in the middle of kind of writing right now.
Oh, she's so good. Go for it.
I do. I just want to say one thing. Gorgeous.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Why are you singing? Oh, my God.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's okay. So kind.
Tell me about one of your songs.
So we've been writing for a long time, but a lot of the times we're writing sort of a idea behind the song. We wrote a song called Magpie Love. This song was sort of about Facebook and social media and how it is like a sparkly thing, you know? It's like we all kind of want it so bad, we want to be a part of it, and then, you know, you kind of get sucked in and it becomes, you feel like the need to constantly sparkle and shine. But it's not necessarily who you are, it's just like this representative of what you think. So the idea of magpie love is like it's sparkly, it's shiny, and you get like you like a magpie, you get like, oh, I gotta get that, I gotta be a part of it, and then it kind of sucks you in and you can't get out. You know, the song itself is very, it's a very kind of slow, almost a ballad, but it's a beautiful song, and that's what it's about. If you're wondering.
Yes.
I don't know if that makes any sense. But.
And where can people find your music?
People can find our music on YouTube or at our website, www.cloneband.com, or YouTube, Clone Band, you can type in, or Instagram, at Clone Band. So yeah, pretty much all over the internet.
Awesome. And who makes your videos? Because they're so amazing.
We actually shoot all our videos ourselves.
Wow!
Yeah, so, I mean, we've had help with people shooting, but, you know, we direct them, and we definitely have a huge hand in that. We are very creative people, and so we kind of come up with, like, concepts that are sort of from beginning to end.
Are Clone fans called Clone Clones?
I mean, they should be called clones. I like to think of them as the Clone Army, like the Kiss Army, but more like the Clone Army. So, you know, yeah. Dress in sequins and show up to our shows and, you know, dance in front and give us all the love. Like, yeah, we love it.
Thanks for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van!
Yeah, baby! Thank you!
Thank you so much!
Floating down through the atmosphere.
Did you finally get your sparklies on? Well, keep them on because we're going to keep on dancing. Here's their brand new single, Queen. Love it, love it, love it. Yes, she is the conquering queen, of course. All right, so I'm here in the station, and just before I start my show, I always see Jacob from the art show, so I want to do his show promo next because he's a really cool guy. Oh, you know what?
And now let's do a Heritage Minute. Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Hi, we are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road.
That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And there is no time to
to cry. And we shouldn't even take the time to forget. Time to forget.